The Call of the Wolf. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Christina Meeson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Hearing the Call. Rookie opened his eyes and stared into the darkness. He had heard something. He lay still and listened. Then he heard it again. A sound like a howl.
The call of the wolf,
he said slowly and shivered. Rookie had been waiting to hear that call for almost a year now. But even so, he was afraid. He knew that he would have to go out to meet that wolf. He knew that it would be one of the most important things he would ever do. Rookie got up and went outside. He saw his father standing by the fire, warming his hands. He looked at Rookie.
Did you hear the call?
He asked. Rookie nodded.
Then you know it's time to go to the cave in the woods,
said his father.
You will be alone there for many days. It will be a big test for you.
Chapter 2. The Cave. Rookie started to shiver again as they walked into the woods. His father took his hand and said,
Don't be afraid if the wolf comes. You will know what to do.
At the cave, Rookie's father gave him a bag of food, a knife, and some sticks for a fire. Then he said goodbye and left Rookie alone in the cold and the dark. Rookie made a small fire. He sat down and stared into it. He began thinking about what he would do when the wolf came. Over the next few days, he didn't sleep much, and he didn't eat at all. Rookie heard the wolf's call at nighttime. The cave was so dark that Rookie could not see past his small fire. But he knew the wolf was not far away. He grabbed his knife and waited. Rookie could feel the wolf was closer. As he stared into the dark, he heard a low growl.
Wolf?
He asked quietly. Slowly, Rookie reached down and put his hand into his bag. Chapter 3. Rookie Faces the Wolf. Rookie pulled out some food and used the knife to cut it up. Then he began to throw some of it into the darkness.
I know you're hungry, wolf. Please come and take the food,
he said. Suddenly, the wolf came out of the shadows, just behind the fire. Without looking at Rookie, it bent over the food and began to gulp it down. Rookie kept throwing the wolf more food until, at last, there was none left. When the food was gone, the wolf looked up at Rookie. Rookie stayed very still.
That's all I have,
he said quietly. Rookie could see the wolf staring at him, and he stared back. Then the wolf turned and left. The next day, Ruki walked back to his family. He felt good. He had met the wolf. He had passed the test.